This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. We're continuing in Daf Hashua Masech Leksubas Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. Al Tispeduni Bayaris. Rebbe told his children, "Do not eulogize me in the cities, in the villages." Savarmine, they thought what this meant was Mishum Tirchahu Dekamer, that he said this because he doesn't want to bother the people who live in the small villages to come. Kim the Chazi de Kasafti Bekrachim, but when they saw that Rebbe was being eulogized in the big cities, Vikasu Kulyama, and the people from the villagers came, so obviously it wasn't that he didn't want to be matriach them, because now it's even bigger tircha, because now they're coming from the villages to the big cities. So, Amru, they said, Shma mina mishum yikaruhu dekamar. He said this because of honor, meaning he wanted the Torah to have more honor. This way there would be bigger crowds. As we know, big crowds is very important. Let's say by DNCs or RNCs, the ikar is the crowd size. The crowd, is it, right? So we have to apply that by Kavadat Torah also. Crowd size is important. So Rebbe did it to increase the crowd size, okay? Fine. Now, Tlosin Yomin Saftim Imam Alela, for 30 days, they eulogized him in the day and the night. Mikan ve'elach, now that's what Rebbe said. Rebbe said, only eulogize me for 30 days. Mikan ve'elach, Saftim Imam Avigarsu Alela, from then and on. So they eulogized him in the day and they learned at night, or vice versa, Saftim Be'elach Vigarsu Alela, or they eulogized him in the night, the guards be imam, and they learned during the day. Ad safti tracy achishasa, until they ended up eulogizing him for the whole year. Hahu yoyma dashkafti the Rebbe, on the day that Rebbe died, nafka baskal of amra, a heavenly voice cried out, "Kol dehava ba'ashkafti the Rebbe, who was ever present at the demise of Rebbe, mezuman hu l'chayim haba." Is prepared for the world to come, even though Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek LaOlam Haba. Tosfos quotes Rav Meir, Mezuman is without any din, without any yisurim. You get to skip right into Olam Haba. Hahu Koyves, there is a launderer. Kol Yoyim Haba Asi Kamei. Every day the launderer would come to Rabbi. Hu Yoyim Eloy Asad. A certain day he didn't come. Kivan the Shama Hachi, when he heard that he missed out, basically, he was there every day except for the most important day of his life. Salak le'igra, he went up to the roof. V'nafa la'aron, he fell off, fell to the ground. Umis, and he died. Yatzis abas kal v'amra, a heavenly voice cried out and said, Av hahu koves mezuman hu l'chayim haba. Now, there's a big question here, because this launderer committed suicide. So how could this launderer be mezuman l'chaye ha'olam haba? And if I'm not mistaken, there is a sefer called Sefer HaYochsin of Rabbi Avram Zakuto, who deals with the question of whether it is permitted to commit suicide to avoid conversion. And he discusses that under certain circumstances of in order to preserve a spiritual state, it is permitted. There are circumstances that suicide would be possible. What exactly did the Baas Kol mean that whoever's at the funeral of Rebbe will be mezuman l'chaye olam haba? We once learned from Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Spector and Hakdama to his Chuvas Nachlas Yitzchak. Do you remember this? Rebbe holds that Rebbe's opinion is that Itzuma Shoya Mechaper. Rebbe holds that, not like the Chachamim. The Chachamim say that in order for Yom Kippur to be Mechaper, you need to do Tshuva. Rebbe's opinion is that Itzuma Shoya Mechaper, even without Tshuva. Yom Kippur alone is Mechaper. Now, The Medrash tells us that the death of the righteous is like Yom Kippur, right? One of the reasons why we read about the Asar Arugi Malchus on Yom Kippur is because Misas Tzadikim Mechaperes, right? Lama Nismecha Misas Miriam L'Sreifas Hapara Loi Merlach Masreifas Hapara Mechaperes Af Misas Tzadikim Mechaperes. So the death of the righteous is like Yom Kippur. Now the Chachamim say Yom Kippur is only Mechaper with Tshuva. Likewise, they would say the death of the righteous is only Mechaper with Tshuva. But Rebbe Lashitase holds that Yom Kippur is Mechaper without Tshuva. Itzumo Shel Yom Mechaper, the day alone is Mechaper. So according to Rebbe, the death of the righteous alone is Mechaper. So therefore, on the day of Rebbe's Patira, they paskened like Rebbe. So anyone who was present got to follow the view of Rebbe that the Misa of Tzadikim is Mechaper even without Tshuva. That's the famous Chiddush of Rabbi Yitzchak Yochanan Spector. It's even in the book, The Mystery and the Majesty, quoting Rabbi Yitzchak Yochanan Spector. By the way, we're going to see that there is another ramification of this a bit later in the Gemara. Okay, so Rabbi continues. And Rabbi says, Shimon b'ni Chacham, Shimon my son is smart. My kamar, what is Rebbe saying? What do you mean he's a chacham? What does it mean he's a chacham? Hachi kamar, af al pi shimon b'ni chacham, even though Shimon is smart, Gamliel b'ni nasi, Gamliel, my son, will still be the Nasi. Even though Shimon was smarter, but Gamliel was the oldest. So Amar Levi, Levi said, Shricha l'meimar. Did Rebbe need to say that Gamliel, his son, should be the Nasi? Of course he's going to be the Nasi. He's the oldest. So they didn't like what Rebbe said. Amar Rebbe Shimon bar Levi, bar Rebbe, Rebbe Shimon bar Rebbe said to Levi, Shricha lach ulamet Ul Matlasach. Yes, it is needed for Rebbe to say this, and for you who's a cripple. Now, in other words, if Rebbe needed to say that that Gamliel would be the Nasi, if he didn't say it, he wouldn't be the Nasi. Now, Shimon, the son Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe, said, "We need you, and we need your lameness." In other words, he's saying, Levi, you need to be lame. Because you should not have challenged your Rebbe. Now, why did Levi become lame? There are basically two Gemaras in Shas why Levi became lame. Either because he showed kida, he showed a certain kind of bowing, which because of that he damaged his back. But the Gemara also says it's because Levi was hitiach dvarim klapi mala. He says it in proper words upward. When Hashem didn't answer his tefillos, he said, "Yo, you know what's going on? You know, why are you sleeping?" Which is which has to be understood in light of what we learned this morning in the shir demanding tzion, which is a very important shir, where it seems like there are certain cases where you could sort of demand from heaven, and you know there's a very thin line between what kind of tone you could use when you daven for something. Okay, my kashale. So now, what was bothering him? Meaning, why did Rav Shimon Gamliel say that we did need Rebbe's statement, because l'chayra we did not. In other words, what is Rav Shimon Gamliel bothered by? Didn't Levi have a good question? We don't need Rebbe because hakra kamar, the pasuk teaches us v'yas hamam l'cha nasan lihayram ki habachar, that the kingdom, the king gave to Yehoram. The king is King Yehoshaphat, gave it to Yehoram because Yehoram was the oldest. So what do we learn from here? That the oldest gets the is the next in line. So what exactly was Reb Shim Gamliel's problem with Levi's question? Isn't it obvious that Reb Gamliel would be the next Nasi? So Gemara says, "Hahu memali makam avayis v'hayu." By Yehoram, he was a adequate replacement for his father. For Ram Gamliel, Eina Memala Makam Avayis of Hava. Ram Gamliel, though, was not a adequate replacement for his father. So then why did Rebbe appoint him? For Rebbe, my time of Avad Hachi. Why did Rebbe appoint him? Says Gemara, Nehida Eina Memala Makam Avayis of Chachma. True that he did not fill the role of his father in wisdom. But in fear of sin, he was a mamale makam of his father. Fine. Then Rebbe appointed the next Rosh Hashiva. Who's the next Rosh Hashiva? Chanina Bar Chama Yashav Barosh. Chanina Bar Chama Yeshav Barosh. Chanina Bar Chama should sit at the head, meaning he should be the Rosh Hashiva. Lo kibo Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina did not want to accept the job. He did not accept the job. Why? Shehaya Rabbi Afes Gadol Mimenu Shtei Shanim Machzor. Rabbi Afes was older than him by 2.5 years. So he didn't want to take the job. Even though we're going to see Rabbi Chanina held himself at least equal to Rabbi Afes, but because Rabbi Afes had seniority, so Rabbi Chanina did not take the job. Yosef Rabbi Afes Bereisha. So Rabbi Afes sat at the head. V'yasu Rabbi Chanina Abroi. Rabbi Chanina sat outside. Why did he sit outside? Because, let's see, Rashi. He sat outside because Shalohi Yonichvaf Rabbi Afes. He would not defer to Rabbi Afes. He was as great, if not greater than Rabbi Afes. It's just Rabbi Afes had seniority. So he's not going to sit in the base medrash and defer to Rabbi Afes. He sat outside. Okay, what happened? So Levi came and sat with Rabbi Chanina because Levi didn't want to leave Rabbi Chanina alone. So he went and he sat outside. And as we're going to see, he also would not defer to Rabbi Chanina. Nachnafshid Rav Afes. Rav Afes died. Now Rabbi Chanina is promoted. Yosef Rabbi Chanina Bereisha. Levi had no one to sit with. And I guess he didn't want to defer to Rabbi Chanina. So Levi had to find a new place to live. So he went to Bavel. This is what the Chachamim said to Rav. Gavra Rabik Lenarda. A great person came to Narda, Umitla, and he's a cripple. Vidarish Kalila Shari. And this person darshaned that a crown that a woman wears is permitted on Shabbos. What does that mean? The halacha is that the Chachamim asked women from wearing jewelry because they might show it to someone. Levi said that this crown that a woman wears is permitted because it's only worn by Isha Chashuvos who don't have the need to show it off. So basically, all they told Rav is a great man came to Narada, and he is a cripple, and he says a crown is mutter. Amar, he said he used some detective work. He said, "Look, Shema mina nachnafshi Rav Afes. The Masri Rav Afes died, v'yasir Rav Chanina Bereisha, and Rav Chanina became Rosh Hashiva, and now Levi has nobody to sit with. We'll have a Levi nesh meisv gabe." And Levi has nobody who could sit with Vikasi, so he came here. Gemara says, how is that conclusive detective work? Shlomo, do you think that's conclusive detective work? How is that conclusive detective work? Ve'ima Rabbi Chanina nach nafshi. Maybe Rabbi Chanina died. V'Rav Afes k'diyasev Yosef. And Rav Afes kept the job. And now Levi had no one to sit with. How do you know that Rav Afes died and Rabbi Chanina got the job and Levi had no one to sit with? maybe Rabbi Chanina died and Rav Affis kept the job and Levi had no one to sit with, Vikasi, so he came. So Ibai Seima, Levi Rav Affis Mechav Havakaifli. Maybe you'll say, you know, Levi would have deferred to Rav Affis. So if Levi left, it must be because Rav Affis died, not Rabbi Chanina. Okay. V'yibayseima, or kivan da'amar Rabbi Chanina bar Chama, yeshe barayish. Since Rabbi predicted that Rabbi Chanina would be Rosh Hashiva one day, loy sagi d'loy malach. It has to be that Rabbi Chanina will become Rosh Hashiva. D'chsiv v'hubat tzadikim, because it says about the righteous, v'atigzar oymer v'yakam lecha. They decree and it's upheld. So therefore Rabbi Chanina became the next Rosh Hashiva. So Gemara asks, why did Rabbi appoint Rabbi Chanina v'have Rab Chia? What about Rab Chia? Says Gemara, Nach Nafsi, Rab Chia died. I but Vam Rab Chia said, Ani ro isi is kiver shel Rabbi. Rab Chia said, I saw Rabbi's coffin. Look at Rashi. Aroino Yishol Rabbi. Kivra usually means kever, a grave. But here it means a coffin. Why? V'hayradati olav demais, and I let down bitter tears. For some reason Rashi learns that it's an aroin. So we see anyway that Rab Chia outlived Rabbi. So why didn't Rabbi appoint Rab Chia? Eipach, we'll turn it around. Not that Rab Chia saw Rabbi's kever, but Rabbi saw Rab Chia's kever. Ay, v'amar Rab Chia, oisayim shemes Rabbi batla kedusha. But Rab Chia said that on the day that Rabbi died, kedusha stopped. So we see Rab Chia was around. Shlomo, you know what it means that on the day that, you know who Rabbi is? Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the redactor of the Mishnah. What does it mean on the day that he died? Kedusha stopped. Look at Tosis. Tosis says, what does it mean when the day Rebbe died, Kedusha stopped? They called him Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Aye, but it says when Rebbe died, Anova and Yira stopped. Part of Anova and Yira is Kedusha. Rebbe was the last of the Mohicans when it came to sanctity. Then Tosis brings the famous pshat of Rab Chaim Kohen. Rab Chaim Kohen says, you ready for this? That if he would have been around when Rabbi Tam died, Rab Chaim Kohen was a Kohen. Right? Rab Chaim Kohen was a Kohen. Rab Chaim Kohen is a Tam Rabbi Tam. He says, if he would have been around, is a Kohen allowed to go to Levaya? Is a Kohen allowed to be Metame to Mesim? No. Rab Chaim Kohen says that if he was around when Rabbi Tam died, Rabbi Tam, he would have been Metame to Rabbi Tam. Because when it says on the day that Rabbi died, Batla Kedusha, Kedushas Kahuna was Batal. The sanctity of Kohanim is batal. Kohanim could have been metame. And that's mashma oisoy hayom on that day. If it's referring to Kedusha ceased when Rabbi died, why oisoy hayom? It's from there and on. It means you could have been metame on that day. And we say explicitly in the Yushalmi that when Rabbi died, ein kahuna hayom. And Tosfos says, no, that can't be. Maybe we'll be Mekel Agabe Tumah D'Rabbanan, but not Tumah D'Oraisa. So there's an idea that sometimes great tzaddikim are not metame. You know, does that fit into what we learned today, that Rebbe was a special kind of tzaddik? He wasn't a regular Adam. He didn't really die. Maybe the reason he's not metame, I mean, if he's coming back to make kiddush, so he's a chai. The only thing is then, why only oisai hayoim? It should be always. Anyway, lahalacha, this is not really accepted. I personally know kohanim in Eretz Yisrael that have a tradition. They go to certain kvarim. They go to Rashbi. They go to Kever Rachel. Let's just say it's not halachically sanctioned, but there are, I know, very eminent mikubalim kohanim that go to Kvarim. a bit of, let's say, the Rashbi and Kavaracha, perhaps others as well. And this is the source, but it's not halachically grounded. Okay. Weiter. Vahatanya, but we learned in a brisa kishachal a Rebbe, when Rebbe became sick, nichnas Reb Chiya etzlai. Reb Chiya went to visit him. Matzai shu baicha. Reb Chiya found that Rebbe was crying. Amar loy Rebbe, mimneata baicha. Said Rebbe, why are you crying? Vahatanya went in a brisa meis mitoich haschoik. If you die from laughter, simen yafelai. It's a good sign. Mitoich habachi. If you die from crying, simen ralai. It's a bad sign. Panav lamala, if you're facing upwards, simin yafla, it's a good sign. Panav lamata, facing downwards, simin ralai. Panav klape ha'am, if you're facing the people, simin yafelai, it's a good sign. Klape ha'kaisa, if you're facing the wall, simin ralai, it's a bad sign. Panav yerakain, if your face is sallow, simin ralai. Panav tzuhuvin vadum, if your face is golden and red, simin yafelai. Meis be'erev Shabbos, simen yafalai. If someone died on Erev Shabbos, it's a good sign. Be'matzah Shabbos, simen ralai. If you die Friday night, it's like you go straight le'menucha. If you die Matzah Shabbos, it's like you die straight to Gehenim. Meis be'erev Yom Kippur, simen ralai. If you die on Erev Yom Kippur, it's a bad sign. The guy waited 364 days to get some atonement, and he just missed it. B'matzah Yom Kippur, someone who dies, Matzah Yom Kippur, simen yafelai. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Shri Ragoin writes that Rav Achoy Goin died on Yom Kippur b'shas zam. Rav Shira Goin in his historical work wrote that Rav Achoy died on Yom Kippur b'shas zam, in a year of anger, at a time of anger. So Rav Chana Wasserman asks, why did he have to add that note at a time of anger? So we know that Yom Kippur is mechaper. What's the lamdus that Yom Kippur is mechaper? Is a mechaper only at the end of the day? Or is the mechaper incrementally, like after 1 hour it's mechaper 1/24th, and after second hour 2/24th? So Rabbi Chanan says, it must be Yom Kippur is mechaper all at one time, at the end of the day. And if Rabbi Choy died on Yom Kippur, he must have missed out on the kapara. So it seems like a simin ra, so that it shouldn't look like a simin ra. Rabbi Shri Ragoin wrote, it was a shazam, it was a time of anger. But this proves that the din that Yom Kippur is mechaper at the end of the day. Now this is very connected to what we said earlier, that Rebbe holds Yitzuma Shoyam mechaper. Because we don't agree to Rebbe, we hold you need tshuva. But it's the pshat that tshuva is mechaper, or is the pshat it's Yom Kippur that's mechaper, but Yom Kippur is only mechaper provided you do tshuva. So this idea that it's the Gemar Shel Yoim that's Mechaper, that might indicate that it's the day of Yom Kippur that's Mechaper, provided that you do tshuva. Okay. Weiter. Meis Mechol Maim, if you die from intestinal disorder, Simen Yafel, it's a good sign. Because it shows that you're not connected to the pleasures of this world. Most righteous die from stomach ailments. Amar le, Rebbe said, don't be worried why I'm crying. I'm crying because of the inability to perform Torah mitzvahs. So we see from here that Rebbe died before Reb Chiya. So why didn't Rebbe appoint Reb Chiya to the position of Rosh Hashiva before Rabbi Chanina? So we're going to see what he means. Very soon, Reb Chi and Reb Chanina have a conversation, and it seems like that Rabbi Chanina was greater. In other words, the Gemara seems to be asking, so why didn't Rebbe appoint Reb Chia over Rabbi Chanina? But we're going to see it's not true. Rabbi Chanina was greater in learning. We'll see later. So the Gemara says, why didn't Rebbe appoint Reb Chia if Reb Chia outlived him? Flip around the whole story. It was Rebbe who was visiting Reb Chia who was dying. Or if you want, you could say, really, you don't have to flip it around. And the reason why Rebbe didn't appoint Reb Chia is Reb Chia asak b'mitzvahs hava. Reb Chia was engaged in the actual performance of mitzvahs. V'Rebbe saver, Rebbe held lo afagre. I don't want to be, Rashi said, I don't want to be mavatel him from the performance of mitzvahs. What mitzvahs was Reb Chia involved in? The hainu, and that is, this is Gemara in B'Metzia Pei Hamad Beis. When Reb Chanina and Reb Chia would argue, Amrli Reb Chanina, Reb Chia, Reb Chanina says, Reb Chia, Bahadi didi minsis, you're fighting with me. Dimchas v'sham nishtakel Torah Yisrael. If heaven forbid the Torah will be forgotten from the Jewish people, mahadar no lemi populi, I would restore it from my people. Amrli Reb Chia said, Ana avdi, I would do, Duloy mishtakel Torah Yisrael. I would make sure it's not forgotten in the first place. The Isina Kisna, I would bring flax, Vishaidina, and I would plant it. Magaldano Nishbi, I would grow ropes, grow nets, I would weave nets. Vitsaidana Tavia, I would trap deer. Uma Achilna Bisra Liasmi, I would feed the meat to orphans. Va'arichna megilta, and I would write a megillah. I would fix, Rashi says, I would fix klaf mimashchi detavia, from the hide of the deer. V'salikna lamas, I would go to the city. I would go to a city, delesba mikredadika, that didn't have teachers of children. V'kasivna, and I would write chamishachum shei, L'chamisha yinukai. I would write five scrolls for five kids. Bereisha shemais v'ikra min randvaram. U'masnisa shita sidrei l'shita yinukai. And I would teach the six orders to the six children. L'chol chad v'chad amri. And to each one I would say, amri le, asni sidrach l'chavrach. Go teach what you know to your friend. So Marsha asks, why didn't Reb Chia himself teach all of the six Siddharim to the six Talmidim? Why did he teach each one and have them teach what they knew to their friend? Says the Marsha, because the highest Madrega of Torah is Lelamed. He wanted to make sure they were not just Loimed, that they were Malamed. V'hainu d'amar Rebbe, this is what Rebbe said, Kama gedoy l'masachia. How great are the acts of Chia. How great are the acts of Chia. So the reason why Rebbe didn't appoint Reb Chia as Rosh Hashiva, even though he was greater than Rebbe Chanina, is because he was busy. By the Levaya of Rav Henoch Leibowitz, Zechasag Bracha, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky said about Rav Henoch Leibowitz, who established maybe the largest yeshiva network in the United States, he said about Rav Henoch, Gedoyla Masa Chia. That this, in our generation, he was the Reb Chia who was mamed many Talmidim. Okay. Amar le Reb Shimon bar Rebbe. So Reb Shimon bar Rebbe said to Rebbe, Afilu mimcha? Are his acts even greater than your? Amar le, in. Yeah, Reb Chia is greater than me in Ma'isim. Amar le Reb Shimon bar Rebbe Yossi. Reb Shimon bar Rebbe Yossi said, Afilu my Abba? Is he even greater than my father, Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi said, no, no, no. Amar lei chas v'shal. No, not greater than your father, Rabbi Yossi. Lo yitei kezois v'yisrael. Now, let's just see for a minute. How many children did Rabbi deal with so far? Rebbe. Right, we had up there, we had Shimon b'ni Chacham, Gamliel b'ni Nasi, Chanina bar Chama, Yeshe b'Rosh. Then he says, Amar lehen, Livni katan eni tzarach. I need my youngest son. Nichnas Reb Shimon etzlai. Reb Shimon entered. Masar lo sidrei Chachma. He gave him the arrangements of Chachma. He taught him Masa Merkava and Masa Bereishis. Amar lohen, he then said, Livni gada anitzach, I need my oldest son, Nichnas Ram Gamliel Atzlai, Umasar Lai Sidrei Nesias. He gave him the arrangement of the Nesias. Amar lohen, he said to him, Bini, my son, Nahoig, Nesiuscha Beramim, conduct your leadership in with might and in an elevated way. Zroik mara betamidim, throw, instill fear in your students. So Gemara asks, "Any is that so? Vaksiv esirei Hashem yichabed, and those who fear God, you will honor." Va'amar marzei Yehoshafat Melech Yehuda. This is Yehoshafat, the king of Yehuda. Kishaya roya Talmid Chacham, when he saw Talmid Chacham, how he made me kisai, he would get up from his throne. U'mechabko, he would hug him. U'menashkoi, he would kiss him. V'koyrelai, and he would call him Rebbe, Rebbe, Mari, Mari, Rebbe, Rebbe, Mari, Mari. So we see that you shouldn't, when you teach Torah, you shouldn't do it with authority, you should do it with love. Like Hasha, Habitsin, Habifarhasin. Privately, you do it with love. Publicly, you have to maintain the authority of the position. Habifarhasin. Okay, we'll hold it over here. We will pick it up as a Sashem a week from tomorrow night. Okay? So thank you very much. Baruch Hashem, we're on schedule. We had two Gishmaka Iyun Shurim today. And they what?
They were very Gishmak.
Thank you. And Baruch Hashem, we hope to stay with the program. Okay, good night everyone. Kol tov.
Does everyone hear a story?
Sure. Yeah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.